Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to be able to hang out with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston, at the Administrative Small Business Classic. I've been here all week. I'm going to be here the rest of the week, broadcasting every day from this great event that combines small business and golf. And there's food here, too. So, folks, as you heard me say earlier this week, that's the hat trick as far as I'm concerned, golf, food, and small business. Why would I want to be anywhere else? And so we're helping them celebrate this week. This is the fifth annual Administer Small Business Classic. Let me introduce you to one of you. She's one of us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a small business owner. She's co-founder and senior partner of Golden Key Group. And she has a very sophisticated business and a very interesting business, not one that you find on every corner in America. And let's get her in here and get her to tell us about it and her take on how her part of the economy is going. Gretchen McCracken, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. It's good to have you back or have you on the show. Your company, Golden Key Group, tell the audience what you do.
Okay, the Golden Key Group is a women-owned and service-disabled veteran small business. We're located right outside of Washington, D.C. in northern Virginia suburbs. And the benefit of the women-owned service-disabled veteran obviously being in this arena or in this area and geographic location, we are in government contracting. Part of what we do is in government contracting.
And if you live in northern Virginia, and you're even if you don't target government contracts, you're involved in government contracting, aren't you?
You are involved in government.
Directly or indirectly?
Directly, indirectly, no matter how you do it, you are involved in government contracting, whether you realize it or not.
The barista in the local Starbucks is involved in government contracting, isn't
I think they've got stake in all of them because there's a lot of meetings that go on at Starbucks.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
I imagine. So you're in the government contracting.
Mm-hmm.
But is that from a now you're in the placement business largely, right?
Well, yes and no, and that's a misnomer, and sometimes I think needs to get clarified. What we do is we primarily focus on human resources, and human resources. If you understand federal government work versus the commercial industry. HR or human resources in the federal marketplace is completely different than it is. It takes on a totally different perspective than it does in the commercial market world. And we overlap both of them, which kind of makes us unique because we have extensive experience in the federal HR market world, and we have extensive experience in the commercial world of HR. When you're in the commercial world of it, that's where you get that misnomer of staffing, because a lot of people think of HR in the commercial world as recruiting, and people don't always understand that recruiting is a part of the actual overall HR process in a commercial world.
Well,
which is completely
in
different than it is
in recruiting,
federal.
you try to put two motivated people together, and then they go their merry way. In staffing, these people actually contract for your ultimate customer, correct?
Correct. And that's where you can get into, and this is where you overlap the government world around here no matter what you're doing, because if you have anything to do with personnel, whether it's in the recruiting world or the staff augmentation world, where you're putting professionals out there on a project, on a contract, you're involved in staffing.
Right.
And so we have that. What makes us a little unique is even though we're still in the small business standards of all of our NAICS codes that we work on in the federal environment, we have our own internal recruiting division. And so it allows us to go find the right talent to implement onto our projects very quickly and very efficiently. Right. And so we make out, we've kind of over the last 12, 14 months, we have meshed into the right environment. We've got the right gears going, et cetera, that have helped us grow. Over the last, my partner and I were talking about it yesterday. We were doing some spreadsheet work. And since April of 2007, we went from five folks and about a $1.1 million revenue stream to where we are currently, which is about 72 people and about 5.2 in revenue.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a great story. What recession?
Yeah, what recession is right. Sometimes I feel guilty talking about that. You know, we've been very fortunate.
Everybody, you know, I think here's one of the big myths, is that every company is in a recession. Every company has a decrease. Every company is on its heels, about to go under. You know, if people would get out of Wall Street and Washington D.C. and drive around America, I'm not going to say there are not challenges out there. There are, but everybody is not hurting in terms of business, because this economy is fundamentally pretty dynamic still.
Exactly, and here again, being, you know, with a portion of our work being in the federal environment, there is always going to be work in the federal government. The government cannot stop running. And so while people can talk and you can be on either side of the fence on do you need more government, less government, more contractors, less contractors, the reality is there will always be some, and
well,
that will never change.
You're where you are and the work that you do for the government by being in the proximity that you are to Washington. Washington, D.C., I've always said it's an artificial economy.
That's correct. I would agree with that.
It's not a real economy in the terms of buyers and sellers and demand, supply and demand. There's always demand for stuff in Washington, D.C. that is, you know, it's bizarre compared to the rest of the world. So you're in a good place to be doing what you do. But let me ask you a question. If someone wanted to start a business like yours in another part of the country, do you recommend that?
I don't know. I'm certainly not an expert on the geography of our country and what pockets are doing well with what business environments. I think in our, again, if I was to take what we do, which is human resources, I think you're beginning to see a trend where everybody needs human resources. And they're realizing that that was something that has not been paid a lot of attention to.
Right.
And it's not something as good as we
Gretchen,
automate things
hold on,
now.
Gretchen, hold up that thought. I got to stop you. We've got to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after the hour. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Gretchen McCracken. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administrative Small Business Classic. And we're, by the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, B-I-Z. I hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Gretchen McCracken is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's co-founder and senior partner of Golden Key Group in the Washington, D.C. area, over in Virginia, Northern Virginia. And we're talking about that business, that industry, the staffing HR, the human resources business. And Gretchen, give us your website, please. Let folks know how they can find
it. It is www.goldenkeygroup.com.
All right. And can they find out how to do business with you there, as well as your vision, your model, your mission, that kind of thing?
Yeah, they can. They can find that. They can download resumes, send us resumes, make direct contact with us. All that's available. Looking at what we've done in the past, where we're going, all of that's on our website.
Now, I was asking you, and by the way, you do executive. You do some executive work too. Executive,
yes, we do.
Not only regular folks, you know, regular employees, but also leadership, that kind of thing. I was asking you about the, you know, if this is a good business to go into, I know a number of people who are in this business, and what I've noticed about them is if they do what they do well, if they know what they're doing and they do it well, it's a pretty profitable business.
Yes, it is. It's a very rewarding business.
But it can be a capital-intensive business, and you got to be a good manager, don't you?
Yes, you do. As we started to say before, or we were talking about before the break, across the country, I think what you're seeing is people are beginning to pay more attention to HR. HR is always one of those business processes within an organization that they look at as a necessary evil. And I think those that have realigned their thinking to understand that HR can become a profit center versus a cost application are the ones that are truly benefiting from what HR has to offer. And I think why that's becoming so important is because of the dynamics of the changing workforce that we're all facing, and whether it's here in the Northern Virginia area or it's somewhere else in the country.
That is true. What you just said is true everywhere in the country.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. You know, one of the things that you do, and when you talk about HR, folks, when Gretchen talks about HR, she uses that term. What she's talking about is the idea of not just hiring a person, you know, whenever you need a person, but actually making the human resources management function a part of your everyday management thinking, management activity. Because that's what a lot of small business owners, where they make a mistake, I think, Gretchen, is they think that, you know, HR is basically, you know, when I hire somebody and then they go to work and I don't have to do HR anymore. That's not a good attitude, is it?
No, that is not a good attitude, and it's not one that'll keep you in business.
That's well said. And one of the things I've said before many times is if there's one thing that small business owners need to learn from big businesses, it's more about what you're talking about, making HR more of a profession. Now, the good news is we got companies like yours across the country who companies like mine can outsource to. We can ask you for your help, and you become our outsourced HR person, and you live that yourself because that's a process that you use, isn't it? I've said for a long time, Gretchen, outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business.
It is, and you know, and it works both ways. There are certain parts of our organization. It's kind of funny when we say this in conversation with people, or as we're talking about our growth, and people have asked us about that. When we looked at our overall business process, we looked at our business map, and we looked at where we were going and what we wanted to do. One of the things that we did last year to help us with this growth is we outsourced, even though we are an HR company, in the world of workforce planning and consulting, et cetera, we outsourced our HR back office to Administaff. And we did that because we were in that growth mode, and what we wanted to do was grow our company. We didn't want to become experts in tax law. We didn't want to become experts in compensation and benefits. We didn't want to become experts in compliance with all the laws of all the different states that we have to work in.
See, your business model is what I call external outsourcing. You outsource as a business model, but you also embraced internal outsourcing, meaning you take it on as inside your own company. And I have this little question that I tell people, Gretchen. I want to see what you think about it quickly. I say if you want to find out if something can be outsourced to another group who can do it better than you, ask your team this question of each other for every task in your business. Must this be done in-house?
That's exactly right. And we do that now with almost everything that we do. Our management team gets together.
Yeah.
And we have that conversation about should we keep it in-house or should we find somebody that's an expert that goes and does it.
Give us the website again, Gretchen, a couple of times.
www.goldenkeygroup.com.
Goldenkeygroup.com. Hey, Gretchen, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Alrighty.
Jim Blessingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. The emotions on the God of face.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.